Okay, it's 10 past on my clock, so shall we start? I suggest to, first of all, welcome. I suggest to just to follow the agenda for today and say, based on today's discussions, I will send out a action item list or, say, a bit of an overview right after this call so everybody is aware of what is happening. Is that okay with you?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, fine with me.
Okay. And Gianna is fine with you as well?
Yes, it's okay. Fine.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, action item. Previous calls, that was the first item. So I send out the tentative dates for the upcoming call. So today was one, and we're going to have the next one on Thursday 23rd, Thursday 21st of October and Thursday 11th of November to finalize if something needs to be finalized. So these are just tentative dates. And say if we need to during the process, we can add some or we can defer a call, but that's the usual method, I would say. The second item on my list was a call for nominations. We had one nomination from Shabazz that was for Hero and Demi. So that was done on the email list. As we just three of us on this call, I suggest to defer, say that's the selection of the working group chair and alternate chair. I suggest to defer it to maybe the next call. Is that fine? Because or if you prefer, we can if Hero accepts, we can appoint him as chair as right now as well. So these I see as the two alternatives.
And it looks like we don't have quorum now.
No, no, but quorum is not defined.
Oh,
but I agree. Say it's easier. Say it's easier to have more people online.
Yeah, or even do it online.
Yeah, we can do it online, or I can resend the call for nominations, and I'll ask Demi and Hero if they accept the nominations. And if they accept, then it's maybe it's a matter of the two of them who wants to be chair and who will be the alternate chair.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that? I think that's the easiest way to do because I would say from my end, and I think as ICANN staffer, I would prefer to have a formal chair.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. So let's. So what I'll do is I'll send out an email, one more reminder for a call for nomination, closed by next week, and if there are no more nominations, then suggest that Demi and if they both accept the nomination, that they sort out among themselves who wants to be chair and who wants to be the vice chair or alternate chair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I personally sent an email to Demi whether he's happy to serve a chair or an alternate chair, but I didn't heard from him yet because I thought that if Demi accepts, Demi and I can be chairs. So
yeah. So that's. But let's. I'll send this to the list, and say we could easily skip the nominations because I assume there will be no more nominations as well. I think, in general, everybody agrees that the two of you would be perfect chairs. Maybe that's
right.
Easy. Yes. Otherwise, it's just another process step. With there is no need. With no need. So I'll ask the two of you to sort out, if you accept the nomination, to sort out among yourselves who wants to be the chair.
Okay.
So that will be an action item, just ask for call. Okay, so that one was done as an action item, and we've covered, I would say, item two of the agenda as well. And the last action item I had on my list as a to-do is to redraft the schedule and timeline on the assumption that topic paper will be presented at the Cartagena meeting. I've sent you this one. And as I said, this is only a tentative one. And looking where we had it and, say, at the lively discussion already on the list, I assume we could even speed up the process a bit more, that we just have two more meetings. But as for now, I suggest to you that we stick to the current, to the suggested timeline, present maybe a topic paper and already some tentative resolutions to the CC community at the Cartagena meeting. Is that an idea?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So are we on the agenda item 4? Or
yeah, this is part of the action item, and I've combined it with a point 4. But it's a point 4, so we have a tentative timeline, but that can always be changed.
Okay. May I give you some words?
Yeah.
Okay. For me, it seems it's a little bit aggressive, but it's feasible. I think I have some questions.
Yeah.
On the new updated timeline.
Yeah.
So I think there are some mistakes on that. So do you have the calendar table?
Yeah.
Okay. Column 9.
Just
so
a moment. I'll open up the...
Okay.
Yes?
At row 9.
Row 9.
Yeah.
Row 9, yes. The second page. The issues paper working group 2 is from December to December. I think it's from November to December, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the same goes for... row 8, right?
Yeah.
It's for WG1. Yes.
Yeah, but it's the same thing.
Okay.
I've changed that. Yeah?
But you said that the on the remarks column, at the rightmost one.
Yeah.
It says that issues paper, but it's going to be a issues paper plus draft resolution, draft resolutions.
What I said, if you look, say, just the issues paper, say what we, if you look at the charter, is normally the process is identify the issues, see if, and the real question is, has the working group identified the issues, and does the CCTLD community agree? These are the issues, full stop. That's the first step in order to define the scope of what needs to be done.
Okay.
That's the issues or topic paper. Then the interim report goes into say, potential solutions, and again for discussion. And then, based on the and again, that's for public comment, say, and for the working group to get feedback on their thinking.
Okay.
And the final report contains the recommendations. And again, that's for public comment, but that's say, in the final report, you make the choices based on the different solutions proposed.
Okay.
Now, so that's the normal process. Why I said what I just said is if you look at the way, I think in my view, and maybe that's too aggressive, and if we can't make it, we can stick to this schedule. If you look at the discussions currently on the list already, it's a combination of the topic or issue paper and the interim paper.
Right, right.
And as Shavas have noted and others have noted, say the topic area is not too complex. So my suggestion would be, if that's feasible, and depends on how we progress, that we could even combine the topic and interim paper. But from what I see and where the lively discussions on the list already. Maybe we can combine it. What I've just sent is something I've just sent to the working group and to no one else. The timeline.
Okay.
Does that make sense? We'll see how it goes then.
Yes. So you can always fall back on this. You can always fall back on this timeline, which I think is really stretching out into. Say we're talking about summer 2011 before this working group comes up with final recommendations, and I think that is looking at the discussions already taking place on the list, we're really stretching out and we will start to lose momentum.
Yeah. Okay.
And if we can combine the topic paper and the, say, interim report, then we will have gained a lot of time.
Right.
And we keep the momentum going.
Okay.
Okay, one last minor thing about the column and comments.
Yeah.
Number row 9, it says Brussels ICANN meeting.
Yes.
It says paper to be published in time for discussion, Brussels ICANN.
It should be Cartagena.
Yeah, Cartagena.
Now you know what I've done. I've copied and pasted from other documents. And I thought I had it checked it, but I didn't thoroughly. But I've changed it, and I'll send you the updated version.
Okay.
Say as version 2, and I will include, the comment we just made. Say this is tentative timeline, and it can be changed. It can be adjusted if we look at, say, how the working group is progressing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we've done with, action item, the action item list and agenda point 4 as well. So let's move forward with initial identification of topic issues and how to move forward from that. As I said, thank you again for the lively discussion on the list and identifying the topics and everything else. What I want to suggest is, because we're just the three of us on this call, that I'll send out a call to identify the issues online until, say, mid-next week, and all move forward with the discussions, and then I'll consolidate the comments and try to come up with a paper where, say, based on Shava's an email and your presentation, Hiro, where we cluster the different issues under topics. For instance, I think a very clear one is voting. And underneath, what I will do is list the different options already discussed on the list to resolve the issue.
Okay.
So, and because of this, that's why I thought we could combine the interim and the topic paper.
Right. I suppose, you know, we can achieve a lot on the list if we, you know, get these on time and, you know.
Yeah. So, and say what I could do is again call to identify topics and issues again, say until early next week, and then based on that I will produce a paper and say it doesn't take that long to and send it to the working group by next Friday. No, not upcoming Friday, but the week after. So you have it in your inbox around the. Let me check. That's the 3rd of September.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay. And I think now I want to respond to what Shavas said.
Yeah.
I agree with Shavas that we should separate the issue between the membership and the voting right. I agree with Shavas.
Okay. Yeah. And what? Just for clarifications, and that makes it easy, Shavas, could you explain what you mean by membership and voting rights?
Okay. By membership, I just meant, you know, a sheer number of just being a member of CCNSO.
Yeah.
And having the right to be elected to any office for which. You need to be a member of CCNSO.
Yeah.
So, like, for example, if there are 12 people from India, I guess it seems to me that each of them may be eligible to be voted in for some seat. Right?
Yeah, and to make it even more complicated, you don't have to be a member of the CCNSO.
Oh, yeah. Okay, at this time. But, you know... or you can also participate. But in any case, but voting is different to me, you know, as was pointed out by various people on the list and myself. You can't, you know, make it open-ended, you know, for voting. Like, you know, you could have so many people coming from the same territory, and yeah, I just don't think it's going to be acceptable to people. And I'm not sure it's even legal, considering the definition of CC.
Yeah,
to have more than one vote per territory.
Yeah, so I'll say probably this is what you can see already, but there is say what I've noted that Andrei Romanov had a different view, but we can list that view anyway.
Yeah,
that say you can already see two options. Say that is a one vote per territory, quote unquote, and how the mechanism to reach that vote is the next step, or you could say one vote per member. And if you go down the path of one vote per member, you might end up in the situation where, for instance, India with 12 CCTLDs, including IDN CCTLDs, would have 12 votes.
Yeah.
So that's what you mean by voting. Okay. Now I understand and say that's helpful. Say that's what I meant by you can already see clustering of the topics, because what I can do is if I cluster it this way, voting rights, you can already see which area of the bylaws it will impact, and I can do that as well.
Yes, okay.
So, yeah. So, because I did it the other way around, is starting with where do you see where members play a role, and if you start to cluster, and you can already see the underlying rule was one vote per territory, or per CCTLD, when the CCNSO was created.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you have to think about that again.
Yeah, yeah. So I can do that and send it by you and by next week. And if somebody has some more topics, issues they want to raise or discuss further, I'll take it into account. But then I need, say, by Wednesday, as of Wednesday, I can only take into account the emails online from Wednesday. I probably need a day to do it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question, Bob.
Yeah, of course, Ira.
Does there happen to be a list of potential issues for WG2 somewhere else? For example, Working Group 1 had such a list in advance, such as IDMC Working Group Report or a joint GAC-CCN Services paper, but it seems we don't have such a list in advance, right?
No, we didn't. That's the document I've sent you, say, as a tentative one. That's the document I sent you some time, or resend you for this call. I called Issues Relating to Article 1. And say, that issues paper, what you're referring to, if you look at the tentative timeline, that would have been the issues paper.
Okay.
So the first step that we really need to take is identify all the issues and how to present them, and I think what is a good method, and I think the working group has agreed on this one more or less online, is that you start to cluster them, say what are membership issues or issues directly related with just being member, and what are issues directly related with voting.
Okay.
So, and that's a way to present the topics, and because I think we're talking about a closed, reasonably, how should I say it? The issue area is not too complex, so we can already start thinking about solutions as well. So that's why I suggested if we can do it, that we combine the topic paper, and that will be the first question from the working group to the CC community, have we identified all the topics? And the second question will be, we've identified different resolutions to this, and we want to hear your opinion and what are the pros and cons of the different solutions. What in your views are, say, you CC community, what are the pros and cons of the different solutions?
Okay, thank you.
I hope this makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Lian, do you agree?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So based on that, unless I don't have much more to say, I don't know if you want to raise some other topics already, which something we haven't covered.
I just want to say another thing. I think we had a discussion on in the last call.
Yeah.
A discussion on the relationship between Working Group 1 and 2.
Yeah.
But through the discussion so far on the mailing list of ours, it seems that Working Group 2 discussion need not have a strong relationship with the Working Group 1 discussion.
No.
If Working Group 1 kindly stick to the point that each IDNCC-TLD must correspond to one of the CC in ISO 3160.
Yeah. And I think that point is, say, that's one, and, excuse me, if you look at the way, that maybe this will become a sticking point if this working group, because I think that's the third topic, is the description of membership of a member. So who can apply for membership? And currently it is defined in a certain way. Maybe, and that's, or I have been assuming this, this description needs to change. So that might be a third topic.
Yeah, it would be good to identify the privileges of a member. That's what, you know, what's important. You know, to, so what does a member, what is a member entitled to?
Yeah.
So if you know what a member is entitled to, that would be easier to define, you know, what.
Yes, but say the one thing is, and this is, if you look at the issue paper, I'll open it, and issue, membership, the definition of members, currently the definition is, for purposes of this article, so that's Article 9 of the ICANN bylaws, a CCTLD manager is the organizational entity responsible for managing an ISO 3166 country code top-level domain and referred to in the IANA database under the current heading of sponsoring organization or under any later variant for that country code top-level domain. Now, if my question, and I think that is probably the real issue, does this cover IDN CCTLDs, yes or no? And if not, what needs to change to include them as, because based on this definition, CCTLDs can apply for membership. Say GTLDs are not covered by this definition.
Right. Of course. Yeah, we have to make some changes to that. You know. To
So that is, I would say and flowing from this, if you remember, then you see what is your expected role, or what can you do within under the bylaws and anything else. But this is the starting point, I would say. So that would be a third. I would say it's a third cluster. So first of all, the definition of membership. Secondly, membership and what does it entail? What does it contain? Are there specific things that needs to change? Yes or no? And the fourth one or the third one would be the voting rights and eligibility to for roles and response. To be elected and everything else.
Yes, I guess ultimately we have to decide about quorum questions as well, because there are references to quorum.
Yeah, but that is, so I would say that's part of the whole cluster of voting.
Yeah.
And what are the, and so if you agree, what I'll do is list these three or four items and refer them to the different articles in the bylaws, and already list some of the solutions that have been discussed on the list.
Okay, good.
Then you have a reasonable overview of what, say, state of affairs of the working group. And then we can focus on one each of these items.
Okay, sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any more questions, Hiro or Shahbaz or Jan?
I'm fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Shahbaz?
No, okay, it's okay.
Okay, so what I'll do is I will send out the that we say there is no more call for, there is, have been no more nominations, ask Demi and Hiro to accept the nomination and to sort out among themselves, if they accept, who will be chair and alternate chair. So that's the first one. The second one is I will resend the tentative timeline with the small adjustment we discussed. I've already concluded that one. And the third one is I'll ask for more input on the email list, and we'll say that by the end of next week, I'll produce a paper to cluster the to consolidate the discussion more or less along the lines we just talked about. Is that fine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yes.
Then I have nothing more to tell you through our agenda. Again, a very efficient and effective call, I would say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great day.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
And talk to you online.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.